Hello everyone and welcome back to the E-Spot, the hottest podcast made just for you. I am Missy, your hostess, and I hope we just have some fun today again. How are you boys and girls? So, today's topic is about a great taboo, but also a great way of pleasure. Yes, I am talking about it. I will talk about anal sex. Yes, unfortunately such a taboo nowadays, and it's also a great pleasure, particularly me. Miss E, I am such a fan of anal sex. Yes, I am. And well, we're gonna talk not about just the pleasure it brings and some different positions, but also I bring always what for you? Information, yes, about how to take care of your little butthole to make it such a fun experience, but without harm yourself. Thing that everyone just asked me is about the pain. I know anal sex is known for being painful, and well, if your anal sex is being painful, well, that's a sign that you were just doing it wrong. Okay, anal sex don't hurt if you do it properly. So well, sex itself doesn't have to be painful, unless of course you want. Right, so yay, spankings and pulling hair and stuff. Okay, but we are talking about every kind of sex. It includes vanilla sex. Okay, so anal sex. Well, a sex has to be pleasurable. Okay, not painful. I know. Maybe you're thinking, okay, but pain brings me pleasure. But I am talking about everyone, and sometimes not everyone likes the pain, okay? So I'm just talking about it. Well, sometimes people try the anal sex against their will, okay, just to please their partner. And that's where the problem begins. Because if you are just trying just for your partner, I mean, it's against your will, you won't be relaxed, you won't enjoy, and well, it will hurt. So, advice for life. Don't do anything just to please your partner, okay? Never. Just, you know, working that idea, see if that's what you want, see why not, see why yes, and think about it, because yes, of course, you can change your mind. I mean, when I started to make sex, I never thought that I would like so much, you know, sex. And I started the first time, I was really nervous, and it hurt so bad. I wasn't relaxed at all, and I still remember I was saying never more. And well, I started, you know, to make some exercises, so I started to see how it worked with a sex toy, actually a vibrator and stuff. And well, it was really nice. Now I know how to do it without the pain. And but I had to work this on my mind. I mean, my partner, my first, he never asked, he never tried, never did. I wanted, so I came up with this idea, and was really pleasurable. Okay, if you really want to try anal, try. If you don't, just don't. Okay, tell your partner this. And she or he has to respect you, okay? This is for life. This is for vanilla. This is for sex. This is for a DS relation, especially the DS relations, okay? Tell your partner. Have some conversation. Communication is important, okay? And she or he has to respect you, okay? So no stretching hard limits or boundaries here, okay? So if you really want to try it, first thing you need is relax. Yeah, but I mean totally relax. The adrenaline is a hormone that forbids you to have sexual pleasure, I'm sorry. And if you are so tense and worry and something like that, you won't have that pleasure, you know, it's really, really bad for you. So you need to be totally relaxed, totally, ooh, I'm cool, let's relax, not just your anus, but your whole body and mind and soul, because girl or boy, you're having fun, sex is about fun, so just relax, have some fun, okay? Use a good lube, okay? Good lube. No cooking oil, butter, jam. You're not making a fucking pie. You're doing anal sex. Okay? Don't use food. Food is not an option. And spit is not an option too. But, well, actually, spit is not good. Because, well, saliva is just, you know, to help you swallow the food. But if you kinda use saliva, make it the last option, please. It's really insensitive of yours, you know, just spit. Yes, and it's disgusting. So, it's about sex, okay? So, well, just invest a little more, okay, for God's sake. Go to a sex shop or something like this, or order, you know, in the internet, just buy something. It's about pleasure, it's about health too, okay? I mean, you can buy lubes, you can buy even those desensitizing gels, you know, that decrease the painful sensitivity of the anus, but it still maintains the pleasure and sensations. Not an anesthetic, okay? Because, well, I know that anesthetics are sold around the world, but it's never a good option. Anesthetics, okay? Desensitizing gel is different from anesthetic. The anesthetic, you just can't feel anything. And that's what I'm talking about. Just making anal sex, just having anal sex just to please your partner. What happens if you, you know, just put some anesthetic there? First, if you're not wearing a condom, that is so wrong. But if you're not wearing, you know, you don't have a condom, first, his dick will be bent. Yes, so you both won't, you know, feel anything. So I actually don't see why, but he won't feel anything, you won't feel anything, and the worst is for you that is being penetrated, okay? Why, Miss E? Why? Because you don't feel anything, and if something goes wrong, you can't feel it, so you won't be able to stop. Okay, so if you use some desensitizing gel and you feel that something is going wrong, you will be able to stop, okay? You'll be safe, okay? It's about your health, right? Alright, so, well, if you want to do it and stuff, and oh, okay, I'm going to do it, yes, let's have some fun. Well, you can choose, first of all, a comfy position, yes. One of my favorite positions is spoon, yes, because, well, you can lie down in a spoon, and the person, the guy or the girl, can penetrate you and lift your leg and play with your clit or play with your cock. Yes, it's really, really pleasurable. It's really, oh my god, it's really good. And he or she can still, you know, whisper in your ears and can kiss your neck and can kiss you and you know, just caress your skin. And it is a really good position because it's kind of cuddle, right? You're cuddling the person and, Well, having sex. So yes, it's a great position, this spoon. But you also can, you know, can ride. But, you know, the cowgirl or the cowboy, yes, you can be on top. And, well, you can be penetrated. All right. So you can sit on the cock or on the strap-on, and you can ride. And this position is very good because you have the control, right? You have the penetration control, and it's so good. You can go faster or go a little bit slower, or you can, you know, go deep or not. And wow, you can. It's a good position, and your partner can see you, and you can see his or her face. And if you're a girl, he or she can play with your tits. Yes, it's so very, it's really, really good, the riding position. Okay, well, we have doggy style, that's the famous one, and but your partner has to be careful with that one, because we kind of, you know, get too much excited, and maybe they start to make as porn movies. I mean, real sex is not a porn movie, so has a difference, okay? And you must remember that. So the doggy style, the anvil, you can bend over the couch or a chair or even the bed or even the kitchen balcony. Well, just have fun. I mean, find your comfort and find the way you want to do it, okay? Take care on the shower, okay? Because the anus doesn't have the right lubrication, and it can be, you know, painful with the water and stuff, and well, the lube can end, because good lubes are in water base. So yes, well, just take care of you, find a comfortable position, and well, relax your body and have fun, okay? So if you are penetrating, be careful. Go slow, especially if you are already used to anal sex, okay? And your partner is not. Maybe it's her or his first time, and you need to be really careful, because, well, the anus is a very sensitive part. I mean, I said, okay, I said that anal sex doesn't have to hurt, okay, but it's easier to feel the pain. It's not that, okay, I'm gonna do right and I won't feel anything. No, it's easier. So that's why you have to be more careful with your partner anus, alright? Well, keep the anus very clean before and after, okay? But I mean very, very clean. Whenever you have anal sex, small fissure may occur. So if your anus is not well cleaned, you may have health problems like infection and stuff. So, you know, be careful. So water and mild soap, and well, just to avoid problems before and after anal sex, okay? Just be really careful, because an infection caused by anal sex, it really sucks. I never had, but well, I really know people who had this problem, and really sucks. No, really, not in a good way. Definitely not in a good way. Always use a condom, ever, because the chances of contracting STD and AIDS are much higher during anal sex, especially because of those fissures that may occur, alright? So it's really, really easy to contract STD and AIDS. Take care of yourself, alright? You are responsible for your own health. If a partner says, no, I won't, I don't want a condo, just, you know, snap out of here. The anus is extremely sensitive, okay? It's a region full of nerve endings, so I guarantee that anal sex can be painful if you don't do it right, but it's also very, very pleasurable. I mean it. As I said, I am a person that loves anal sex. Really do love, okay? Very slow, very gentle. Alright, and remember that anal sex is not only the penetration. You can finger, you can have a massage. Yes, you can, you know, have analingus. Remember that we talk about it on oral sex. So yes, it is anal sex too. Be ashamed. And yes, boys, I am talking to you. Yes, I'm very talking to you, especially straight men that loves anal stimulation, but you guys are so shy. I totally understand you guys, don't worry about it. Yes, unfortunately we have such a taboo, but remember that anal stimulation is a great pleasure for you too. Yes, it's not a girl thing, okay? It's everyone thing. The G-spot of the man, believe me or not, is the prostate. Yes, boy, believe me or not, your G-spot is there, your prostate. Well, it's not about being gay or not. Being gay is about who you like to, you know, to have a relationship. I mean, you are straight, okay, but you still have all these nerves and all that sensitivity on your butthole, so it's fine, it's okay. It's like any part of the body, alright? Receive anal stimulation can make you come hard, yes, and enjoy a lot of pleasure that you fear or shame are taking of you. Don't worry, okay? Don't feel shame. Just, you know, do it. You can try some toys. Yes, we have a lot of toys. Listen to toy reviews, talk to people, talk to doctors, okay? No one can shame you on your own pleasure. And if someone try, just kick them. Yes, I'm talking serious here. Just kick them, right? Girls, don't have shame or disgust when a man asks you for some anal stimulation. It can be analingus or fingering or use some toy on him, strap on, whatever. I mean, it's not that you you are obligated to do something that you don't want. But, you know, don't shame them, all right? He has pleasure there too, and if he tells you that he likes it and that he wants it, it means he trusts you. Okay, so don't betray this trust by shaming him. It's really, really bad. Okay, anal sex, boys and girls, is fun, is delicious, just worth it. Alright, so now it's time for calling my dear special guest of the week. And she's a goddess. Yes, I like her so much. I love her so much. She's my friend. And, well, I'm talking about her. Yes, the sexy, the unique Mrs. J. Wild. Be right back with her. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, with my goddess, my dear friend,
The woman that I love, well, really, I love everyone, I think, okay? My special guest for today is my dear Jay Wild. Hello, Jay!
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine, you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, very good. So, today we're talking about anal sex, not only the pleasure, but the health is the health thing, to be careful, and well, about some guys that are ashamed to say that they like an anal stimulation, all of this kind of thing. So tell me and tell us, actually, do you like this thing about the anal sex?
I like anal sex. I like giving and receiving anal sex. So I'm very much into anal.
Great. And about the about all this thing is really a taboo even today, right?
Yeah, and dating myself a little bit as I have been recently, in my day, you didn't even talk about anal sex. So, for it to actually be a topic of conversation that comes up even amongst your friends, I think we've come a long way, but I think we still have a long way to go with anal sex for sure.
Yeah, especially with guys, right?
Yeah, they all think that, if you like to have something up your butt, then you're gay. And well, I shouldn't say all, a good number of them do. I've actually managed to help quite a few guys figure out that it's not gay and it's fun. So it's a good thing.
Yes, because gay is about sexual orientation. I mean, who you
Correct.
like, not what you like on bed. I mean,
Exactly. You can love having something in your ass, but it doesn't have to be a guy.
yes, exactly. Or even you can like, as some guys tell me, you even can like the cock thing, but you don't like the guy itself. I mean.
Right. So you end up with a girl with a strap on, or you can be a lesbian and like anal sex and it, and like strap-ons and whatnot,
Yes,
and
yes.
not be straight. So yeah, there's a taboo around it, I agree.
Yeah, how you said, a long way to go, unfortunately. And when you practice the anal sex, or you giving, or you receiving, do you have any, I don't know, any tip, anything that you like to share?
I always say if you're gonna try anal sex, just start slow. You need to make sure you're comfortable with whoever you try it with because, I'm sure that, if you go too fast, things can tear. It's not a good thing. So try slow and use lots of lube.
Yes, and I said lubes, no cooking oil, butter, just
Yes, don't know. Coconut oil works because it's more of a natural, but it's still not the best. You should go for an actual lube. And there's a product called Anal Ease. And I don't know why, but it's cherry flavored. But
You can
so
start. You can start leaking.
yes, I guess so. You can, but yeah, it works kind of like or a gel and just kind of numbs things. So it's good in one way because it helps with some of the initial pain when you first try it. It's bad in another because that pain is there for a reason. So, yeah.
Yes,
Some people don't.
it's good. Yes, I mean, it's a desensitizing thing.
Right.
Yes, good.
Yes.
It's really good to use. My first times I use it, the desensitizing, but not anesthetics because this is dangerous.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if something goes wrong, you never feel and.
Right, you need to know.
Yes.
Agreed. But it
Okay.
can be very, very fun if you relax and get past the fact that something's in your ass, yes.
Yes. Well, or actually, just focus in a fun way. Actually, just okay, I have something now. Woo! That's
focus on the feeling of it instead of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, it's a really good thing. One time before I started, I asked for a gay friend, how was it? How was the sensation? And he just answered me that, how can I explain? He said that, you know, when you poop and it's good and you feel pleasure, that's how.
That's a good way to describe it, but yeah, it can be a little better than that, but yes.
Yes, it's very far away pleasurable, so it's not the mm-hmm. whole thing, but if you guys are listening or girls and you don't know how it is, just take your imagination. No, really,
give it a shot.
Yes, always bring some funny stuff here. Okay, so we have some questions for you, okay?
No.
Not specifically related to anal sex or topic, but for you as this sexual erotic goddess that we have.
Okay. I don't know about goddess, but you keep calling me a goddess, I'll just keep answering.
I do like it. I just found the perfect word for you. Okay, so let's start here. Well, when you lost your virginity, did you feel uncomfortable, shy, or was it natural for you?
Actually, my virginity story is not a pleasant one. I was 14 and he was 21. So it was over fast and it was not pleasant. Every time after that was good, but my first time was not great. And I know a lot of people have not great times, but I was definitely not shy. I hit high school and I lost most of my shyness. So, and I have always been a huge flirt. So I probably, I won't say like, oh, I did it to myself. Like, you know, no, I mean, I wanted it too, but yeah, it wasn't very pleasant.
Better.
Yes. Could have been much better.
Yes. Well, but it was, I don't know if a lot of people have the first pleasurable. I was a lucky one, but I waited until 22 years old, so maybe.
I think waiting is a good until you're older, because you know you figure things out a little bit more, and also waiting for somebody that you care about. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I was really lucky in this this thing, but I know a lot of people that has uncomfortable stories about their first times.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But luckily, all of the next times, I think, are better.
Exactly.
Well, maybe
I've only had a few bad times, and that was one of them, so.
Yeah, well, that's let's say that's a good number, okay?
Exactly.
So it's a good.
It was a pretty good number.
Okay. So the next question is, do you ever look yourself naked in front of the mirror or in naked pictures to admire your body in a non-sexual way?
I hardly ever admire my body in a sexual way. Like, people are like, oh, I want to clone myself and have sex with myself. And I, no. I'm not. So I do actually admire myself naked in a non-sexual way to figure out, you know, what looks good, what doesn't look good. You know, do I like the way that I look? So, yeah, I'd say, yeah, I do.
Good. Mm-hmm. I think it's more this question. I never name anyone. But mm-hmm. It was from a girl. I mean, all those kind of questions come from girls, and it's probably about the body issues and stuff.
There's so much out there, and you know, we all have our bad days where we're like, oh my gosh, I feel so fat or whatever. No matter what size you are, there's days that you just feel that way. And I think that what we need to realize is that bodies are like flavors of ice cream. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody likes Rocky Road. So there's a reason that there are so many body types out there, and there's a reason that we all look so different, is because variety is the spice of life. So find what you like about yourself, change what you don't like about yourself, and learn to accept what you can't change, because everybody is beautiful.
Yes, that was the first thing you said to me. I mm-hmm. still remember, and I really, really am so thankful for that. And I never hide anything from my listeners. They all, you know when I talk to someone that someone inspired me, as the last one was Moondance, and mm-hmm. I told it, and you definitely inspired me as a woman and as a performer.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, you really do. Okay, so next question. You have an extremely sexy voice. That could be me, but wasn't my question, okay? How you noticed that you could record erotic audios?
Well, I, as I've admitted, I'm a flirt, and I do play around some online. And I had a guy who asked me to make, after hearing my voice, asked me if I would make him a JOI. And I'm like, what the heck's a JOI? So went into what that was. And I said, sure. And I looked for some scripts. I found one because I'm like, I'm not making this shit up. So I went and found one and I recorded it. And he was absolutely blown away. And he sent it, I think, to one of his friends. And then I passed it to another one of my friends. And then a third friend who was huge into Reddit, like he's a, like knows, I swear he's like an encyclopedia of Reddit and porn. So passed it to him and I was like, what do you think of this? And he's like, I think you should post it on GWA. I'm like, what the fuck's a GWA? So then I got there and I'm like, holy fuck, what are all these tags and how does this work? And I had some nice people who really helped me out to learn to post correctly. And yeah, I put that up. My first JOI is still out there. That was what I recorded for my friend. And I was like, well, let's find something else and see, you know, just kind of started flitting around and finding scripts and went from there. And I had so much fun, I kept doing it.
Yes, I mean, you are really, well, today you were the big one, one of the big ones on GWA. I think you were not the first woman, but probably the second woman that I heard on GWA, and I really like it. I still remember that. I really liked it. I was like, oh my god, just listen to this voice. I really always admire you.
What's funny is I've only had, I mean, my husband likes my voice, obviously. But I've only had a couple people comment on it before now. And now, you know, like I didn't have any idea that I had a good voice. I thought, oh, you know, I have a lower voice. I could probably, you know, why I did the book narration. I'm like, I can probably do book narration because you could do male or female characters, you know, that type of thing. And I'm like, and I'm pretty good with voice acting. So without having to do accents, but I was like, well, I don't know. I never thought of myself as having a good voice, so yeah, it's nice to know.
Well, a lot of people don't think like that, actually.
Yeah.
It's too funny when people could just come for me and say, oh, I love your voice, and say, what? Okay, so if you like it, I won't complain. But it's really, I mean, your voice is really amazing, and the way you can, you know, go, as we talked before, from dom space to subspace in a snap.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to learn this, but okay.
Well, it's taken years and years of practice for that.
Wow, so. Maybe someday I'll get it.
You'll keep at it. You'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Yes, no, really, really. I really love. And your scripts, too, are amazing. I mean, we have luck that your encyclopedia friend showed you the GWA, really.
Yeah.
Is really
I've gone back to the friend that I recorded the JOI for and thanked him multiple times. In fact, he's gotten personal audios out of it, so he's very happy.
I bet so. I would be so. Okay, let's go to the next question. Did you always had your erotic side tonic, or was something you were building through the years?
I've always been a sexual creature in general. Always been a flirt. And I'm happy to have a partner who's fairly open about exploring things. So I think I've kind of always had it. Obviously, losing my virginity at 14, I was a pretty sexual creature. So, I think it's always been there.
Yeah, it's a natural thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. I had this too, but I needed to, you know, put it off sometimes. But we really can't, we can notice from your good morning or stuff that it's really natural. No, it is. I mean, there are kinds of people. I mean, it's like when we talk to our dear friend, the baby Viking. I won't name him here, but he's naturally loving and cute.
Yes.
And some guys are naturally, you know, cute, or some are, I would say, aggressive, but in a good way, you know, just like so powerful and stuff. Some are nurturing, and you are definitely sexual and erotic. And I think it's a great thing because, wow, that's how you are.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Let's go now. Spice a little bit. Okay. Are you a dom, a sub, a switch? What? And which role do you prefer?
I am a switch. I do not follow strict BDSM lifestyle. I don't like have a dom or have a sub permanently or anything like that. I'm more play around with it. I believe that 10 years ago, I'd say that I preferred the sub role. And now I'd say I prefer the dom role. But really, I know people out there, oh, I'm a switch. A lot of them just haven't figured out which role they fall in. True switches, as you can see, just fluidly switch. Once your switch is flipped, your flip is switched. Yeah. Ooh, that was a nice one. Once your switch is flipped, it happens quickly. And I'm in a way kind of a bratty sub until you break me. So, I've just been more exploring the dom role, and I think that comes a little bit with age. And that's helped me out to figure out that I like it. But yeah, I think right now I prefer dom, but I really can do either.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know if I am switch. I really need to find it.
Maybe. It takes time to explore. It does. Yeah. And to figure it out. Yeah. And it's good to explore both sides. I think, you know, you never know. Most doms that I've met that are good doms have been a sub at one point. Mm-hmm. Because you understand the mindset and that it's not the power play that you think it is. That the sub has more power than you think they do. And that there's a very, very much a give and take in the whole thing. And a lot of the internet has cookie cuttered out like how BDSM works. And it's so much more than that. Yes. So.
Yes. Mm. And in GWA, it's not that it's a bad thing, but especially in the GWA, they always have, we have tags as male dom, F-sub, F-dom, but it's always the sex part, because, well, that's what we do, the audios.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people just come to me and ask me, oh, yes, I want to be a daddy, I want to be a dom. And when I tell them that they have to study, they just run away.
Yeah.
It's really...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I call it interesting, but it is a thing to think. I was asking the guy the last week. I was asking, he said, I am a well-experienced Dom. And I asked him, okay, so can you help me to come back to studies? And he was like, what? Do you have books for that? And I was like, no, don't do it. And then I asked him his age. 21.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah,
maybe BDSM version for the scenes.
Yeah. If you actually want to live the actual lifestyle, if you're not just playing, it's not just a sex game, there's a lot more that goes into it.
Yes.
And it's not something that I would want to actually live. It's a lot of work to have a sub. It's a good fantasy, I will say that. Yeah. But I take care of enough people that I don't need to take care of one more.
Yes, and it's really, nowadays it's really hard to be a sub. Unfortunately, a lot of red flags, and being a brat lately, well, I can't say how much I'm being hated, maybe. No, a lot of guys just say that I don't have patience for you, and I always reply like, did I ask you something?
Yeah.
Yes.
If they can't handle a brat, then they're definitely not a good Dom.
No. They aren't. I mean,
no.
They're challenged. We are really challenges.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be respected as a Dom, you need to deserve the respect. That's what they don't like.
Right. I mean, that's why I wrote my recent script, also by request from a few people. But I was so tired of the barking, yelling, dominant roles on GWA. I get so sick of those because you don't need to yell to be a Dom. You don't. You know, some of them, I prefer a quiet Dom. I prefer a soft-spoken Dom. I prefer a Dom that I'm going to have to strain to hear what he's saying. So that's why I came up with the script that I did, which is more of a mental domination. And that's the type of domination I prefer.
Yeah. Right. So the next question is, what being on GWA taught you about yourself?
That I have a good voice. It also has taught me that, I guess helped instead of taught me, it's helped me realize, I guess, or grow into the fact that, most of the things I do for myself in life, I do for just that. I don't care about upvotes. I don't care if people like me or they don't like me, or if people post audios, you know, that I don't like. I don't downvote them. I just move on. I'm not in competition with anybody else. I am here to have fun and to make friends and to do what I love doing. This is my hobby and I'm good at it, I think. And I like doing it. So it's an escape for me. It's kind of replaced some of the escapes I used to use. So it's nice to, you know, shut myself in a closet and record. So it's nice to be appreciated. I love the comments and the PMs, but they're not needed for me. I can post up an audio. Nobody can upvote it. Nobody can comment on it. And nobody can PM on me on it. And I won't even notice. I just put it out there. So I think I've learned that... that, you know, I am doing this for me.
Yes, it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just, you know, stuck on upvotes and comments and PMs and please, please, please. But
attention, well, attention, attention. Yes.
I almost never get more than 10 upvotes or comments. Well, a lot of PMs. I can't tell because. Well, not all very polite, but a lot of PMs. And I think it's the Brazilian thing, the fetish. And but it really, really is a good thing that you bring up. And is a thing that I think that everyone should follow it, you know, feel it, because WWE is to have fun. Okay, you can have a career there. Some people has Patreon, some people
but having that doesn't take away from anybody else having that either. You know, again, it's like the whole ice cream thing.
Yeah.
Somebody who likes my audios may not like your audios, or they may. And you know what? They may listen to both. They may come to us both for a private audio. They may, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean we all have to be in competition with one another. And that the competition thing kind of drives me nuts. So I just try to stay out of it.
Yes, I am always out of it. I say that I am... Sometimes I am so really dumb that I don't ever notice, and that's better for me. Mm-hmm. I really like to be like this.
Blissfully ignorant.
Yes. You know, just like, oh, have you seen that girl? She just recorded something just like you. Oh, really? Oh, I'm glad she liked it.
Yeah, I never have a problem if somebody even posts up the same script on the same day. That, you know, it's still a different recording. It's a different voice. It's a different take. It's a different spin. You know, I don't know if anybody out there likes the poetry, but, you know, people have read my poetry and each one is totally different than the next. Yeah. Because there's cadence, there's pacing, there's tone, there's voices, there's passion, there's, you know, whatever you put into that recording of whatever it is, it's done differently. And it's a whole nother recording.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just like that poetry that you posted, that we had two extremely different people
recording. Yes.
And I just loved both.
Exactly.
I told them. I was really happy.
Good.
I love that poetry.
Thank you.
So, when is the best time of the day to masturbate, in your opinion?
There is no bad time.
Yes.
Really, there is no bad time. As long as you're feeling it, I say do it. You know, and you have the time and the privacy. Don't go, you know, hey, I'm in the middle of Walmart. Now's a good time. But unless you want to go to jail, I mean, then by all means.
Well, they have a bathroom.
Exactly. Yeah. Go to the bathroom at least. Don't stand in the middle of Walmart.
Yes.
And be a little quiet. Be respectful of the other people in the bathroom. But, you know. But yeah, I don't really think there's a better time or a worse time. I think right before you need to go to sleep is a great time too, though.
Yes.
The whole fap and pass out is always pleasant.
It just relax you.
Yes, but yeah, I don't think there's a bad time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very good. Yes, I think so too. I mean, well, when is the best time? When you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And you not have the feeling. Privacy. Yes.
Or when your favorite performer posts an audio, then it's a great time.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I always, when I'm looking, I am always paying attention in the orange names, because I always put them as friends. Even don't be friends, but I have them there.
Exactly.
I just put them, I listen, and I am really expecting one guy that he's missing, but oh my god, maybe I have to PM him. Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. Definitely. I mean, we must bring them back. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know lots of guys will take breaks and come back, so I'd say PM.
Yeah, they could, you know, just record some things as spares, just for their these breaks, because we did it. Think about it.
They like to hear that they're missed, so yeah.
Yes. So, what's your advice for people starting on GWA?
I always say find a script that you're comfortable with that fits. Don't, you know, start out with an anal script and you've never had anal sex. You know, find something that you've done that you can relate to, even if that's just start out with poetry. if you like poetry and, you know, it's easy to read, or I know Belle in the Woods has a lot of easy first starter scripts for girls and guys. You know, go out and find some easy short scripts, practice it if you want beforehand, know that you can stop and edit out mistakes. You don't have to do it all in one take. Even if you record on your phone, just keep going and put it into editing software. Audacity is free. And it's pretty simple to use. There's plenty of videos out there. There's plenty of people who are willing to help you. Don't pick one with a lot of sound effects. Just get in there, get your voice out, and just start it. And always, always do it for you, not for everybody else, not for the attention, not for the upvotes. You know, just go into it and do something you want to create. You know, most artists don't paint a picture for the masses. You know, they paint it because that's what they're feeling. So consider it a type of weird art and just do it. Just create it for yourself. And it'll work. I mean, everybody, I think, has a voice, and it doesn't mean everybody's voice is going to be completely popular and wonderful and awesome. But if you want to put your voice out there, I think you should. Somebody's going to like it. So just don't worry about how many people like it.
Yes, we have a lot of people here on GWA.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really a lot. I don't...
Yes.
I'm trying to see, actually. Whoa. Well, it's a big number. So, okay, it's yep. a big number. I won't read it because I am awful.
But it is a very big number.
I am awful reading numbers in English, really. But it's really a great number. And we have a lot of lurkers. And, well, guys and girls that are starting, lurkers, not always they may upvote, but almost never they comment, so don't feel bad mm-hmm. about it. It's really fun. And, yes, the scripting that you said is really mm-hmm. a great tip. I tried my first script, but I was so bad reading English that time. So bad. That I gave up and I made an improv.
Right, which some people are more comfortable doing improvs, and I say if that's the case, then do it. You know, put yourself in a situation and let it flow.
Yes. I mean, and today I'm so happy because I just saved an interesting script about a vampire and a werewolf. Do you know this? I'm just waiting for my lonely opportunity here.
Yay! Yes. Tinder date gone wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think this Tinder was better than my Tinder date. Way better.
Yeah, that was definitely a fun collaboration of script writing with Matt Desai, mm-hmm. who's one of my favorite script writers. I'll throw him a bone in this one. I love him. He's great.
I loved it. I was reading and was like, oh my God, I have to do it.
It was fun. It was definitely a fun script.
Yes. Well,
thank you.
It will be really fun to perform for sure. And I hope you like it when I'm done.
Oh, I'll definitely love it. You know I will.
Oh. And well, just to finish here, the thing that I always ask for every one of my guests, if you have some message for the hostess, or it means me, and for the public, can be one message for all, one for me, one for the public, the way you want.
Well, I kind of harped a lot on the whole do it for yourself. That's usually my big message. Make sure that, you know, I would just say in general for the public that, you know, just be nice to people. You know, it doesn't cost anything, and a kind word, a kind comment, a kind message, a slight upvote is nice for people. I think that in this day and age, so many people are in a hurry or extremely drawn into themselves that they're just mean, or they, I don't know. I think more people need to be nice, because when you put niceness out, you get niceness back. And So I say be nice to people. Not that I haven't been, most people are nice to me, but I've seen a lot of meanness, and I think that in general it's not the best thing in the world to be mean. So, and to you, I would like to say thank you. The fact that you are always saying that I inspire you is pretty flattering. I don't think of myself as somebody who inspires people, so I appreciate it. So thank you.
Yes, you really definitely are so inspiring as a woman, as a performer. really, as I said, the first post for about the eSpot, I was really inspired on your wild man, your Wednesdays that I just love. I just wait so much when the Wednesday just comes. I am always there on GWA backstage, and sometimes I get late, and I am so like, what? Everyone is listening, I am not. I really do love your shows, your performs, and you as a friend. And
well, thank you.
As a woman. Okay. Everyone, this was the eSpot about anal sex with my lovely friend Jay here with us. So thank you. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you. No, thank you for having me.
Okay. And the next week, we will talk about sex toys. So get ready. Send me your PMs or comments and everything about your questions, and I will answer, or maybe my special guest. Okay? So thank you, everyone.
Who's the special guest next week?
Yes, I think that is confirmed. Yes, he is confirmed. He will confirm for me. It will be Agent F.
Yes. I'm glad I'm not a part of the sex toy thing. I'd have gone on for hours with that. So
yes, I had a conversation once with him, and well, we took about 4 hours talking about it. So
yeah, that's gonna be a long one.
Yes, will be
awesome. Well, thanks for having me, and everybody have a great day.
No, thank you. So bye bye, everyone. See you next week.